Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey everybody, Zach and Laura here with Marriage Therapy Radio. You all know by now how much I love a good nap. I do love my sleep. It's one of my favorite things to do. And today we're talking all about how sleep works specifically for couples who may or may not be sleeping in the same bed and who may or may not have children that don't let them sleep, who may or may not snore, who may or may not want to sleep together. Sleep's important. Stick around.
I wanted to start before you because your mouth is full. You still chewing?
Go ahead.
Okay. This episode is brought to you by Laura Heck. Do you know that I have done one single episode? It was a while back because something was going on. You were on vacation or whatever, but you have never done a single episode.
Well, I'm boring.
You are not boring. You are full of wisdom.
But your voice is nicer than mine.
That is not true. What was the... I was an actress. I sound like an actress. Which one is it?
Judy Greer.
Well, I can assure you...
I got this random text the other day from my wife who said, your voice is so nice on the podcast. I love the way you sound on the podcast.
Oh, she was filling your little heart bucket up.
I was like, oh, okay, thanks.
You want to get defensive about that? You want to be like, well...
That was the whole conversation. Yeah.
Well, my voice always sounds nice. No, you have a great voice. You have a voice for radio.
I have a face for radio.
Yeah, face for radio. So what's new? What's happening in your life?
I went skiing, and my son is like full on skiing right now. He's like...
That's me. That's
so
not
good
you.
At it. Oh, okay.
I went skiing. We went to Jackson Hole, which is a magical place. And the moose and the fox were just running amok. Like, you have to pause for moose and fox in the middle of Jackson Hole.
Nice work with the pluralizing of moose and fox without...
Thank you.
I thought it was like a bar that you went to. And the moose and the fox, the moose and fox was like the best steak I ever had.
You know, the English is not my strongest language, but I did nail moose and fox. Yeah.
That's
he's
cool.
4 years old and he is full on skiing, and it was very expensive to get to that point because we paid for lessons, which is basically just glorified babysitting so that you get to enjoy the mountain.
Yeah.
And we had a blast. And when my camper comes, I will take it to Jackson Hole.
I want to go somewhere. I haven't been somewhere in a long time. Although, you know what?
Salt Lake City's nice.
To Cannon.
Just saying.
Cannon Beach. I think I told you about that already, right?
You did. Yeah. Because you had done the marriage retreat.
I did. I got hired by this church to teach this marriage retreat. And I don't think I told you what I did, but it was actually pretty fun. Did I tell you this?
No, you didn't tell me the format of how you did your workshop because it was without me. And I was only offended for 2 days that you did not invite me to do it with you.
Well, sorry. Okay. I'm not really that sorry, but gosh.
caught you off guard, didn't I there, Zach?
Yeah, that's not nice. No, I did this thing where I talked about marriage as a mystery. And I had 5 lectures that I had to give. And you know me, I don't lecture. I kind of talk to the people. Like I don't have like a speech that I give. I more like interact with the room.
Yeah.
And so But what we did was we talked about, like, okay, if marriage is a mystery, I sold the metaphor, made sure that everybody bought that.
Sure.
And then I said, that means that you have to be a detective. And so we talked about, like, what is the qualities of a good detective? We started with Sherlock Holmes. We started with, like, Hercule Poirot and Agatha Christie's people, and just talked about, like, what does it mean to be curious and to follow clues and to suspend judgment and to think outside the box? And, like, we did all this kind of brainstorming, right? And then I talked a little bit about, like, what actually makes a good mystery, like, when you're reading one, which ones do you remember? And there's twists and there's turns and there's ups and there's downs and there's backs and there's forths and there's characters and there's false leads and, you know, all that stuff. That was one.
Yeah.
But my favorite lecture that I did was when I talked about what makes a good bad guy. Like, when there's a, in the mystery, like, what's a good villain?
Yeah. Yeah.
And stuff
one
like
one that you don't suspect, one that's, like, really attractive. And,
well,
and,
yeah. Or, like, they're hiding in plain sight. They're usually, like, a character in the book. And they usually want you looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Like, they want you focused on something that's not actually the problem. And so we talked about how that works its way into a marriage and how sometimes the thing that's a threat is hiding in plain sight and
Is this a future book? You should write it.
I should.
I would read it. I would spend money on that. Like,
would you spend $14.99?
I would spend $9.99 for the ebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so sorry, that all started with you traveling and I was like, oh, I traveled, but I remembered I hadn't told you about that. So anyway, if that's appealing to you, then.
It's super appealing. Why don't we do a marriage clinic on it? Once a month we have these marriage clinics where we more in depth. Why don't we do that? That'll be our next one.
Yeah. Except we just did it.
Well, I mean, you can go more in depth. Here's a question that I have. Did you have people interact during our marriage workshops? They're working with each other the entire time.
Yeah. No, they weren't interacting. I don't have them turned toward each other. They're definitely next to each other facing the front of the room.
It's more lecture.
It's more just like workshop. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I was definitely the facilitator.
Okay.
And then Rebecca, who was in the back of the room, kept like saying things and chiming in at her discretion, which is fine. I loved it. And they loved her, of course. And
Of course.
But it's funny because, you know, I'm super introverted and I was like, I couldn't interact with people between lectures. Like if I'm lecturing, if I'm lecturing, I'm in total control of the room and I can work and I'm all confident. But then as soon as it's over, I'm like hiding. I'm like kind of like tucked, but and I just kind of like sidle up next to
Rebecca.
I just sidle up next to Rebecca and just stand there while she talks to everybody. So,
wow. How did we ever end up working together? Because we're both, we can be extroverts when we need to be, but we're actually quite introverted.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, in case you're wondering, I will talk to people who come to our workshop while Zach hides in the corner.
I do.
You're like, I have to fiddle with this cord for the next 20 minutes. You guys, I could not be more excited to announce the relaunch of the Marriage in Motion online relationship training course. So many of you have been emailing and asking when registration will be reopening. Well, ta-da! The time is now. Marriage in Motion teaches the science of successful relationships. And in this online course, you'll acquire the insights and develop the skills that are necessary to elevate the trajectory of your relationship, all without the time and cost of traditional therapy. So included in the course are 16 video lessons and their corresponding activity sheets. Look, we love that you are faithful listeners of the podcast, and we know that true growth and change occurs when you take action through incremental and intentional behaviors that build hope, confidence, and momentum in your relationship. And that's why great relationships aren't just learned, they're earned. So to celebrate the reopening of the registration for Marriage in Motion course, we have dropped the price $100. So now the course, the entire course, is only $297. I want you to think about where your relationship will be a year from now. It's your move now to a better relationship today than it was yesterday. So go to register at www.forbetter.us. That's forbetter.us. What were we going to talk about? Here's what I wanted to talk about, because I have a lot of people that have this preconceived notion, and people who are writing in, clients that I have, that basically say, we're in a season in our life right now where my husband's sleeping in the guest room, or I'm sleeping on the couch, or whatever. They're no longer sleeping in the same bed at the same time. And they think that there's something wrong with it. And I just wanted to address when couples sleep separately and sort of why that's either good or bad or helpful or harmful to the relationship, because I think that I have advice that's probably contrary to what you think is good advice, not you, but you, the listener. Because I think I oftentimes will, I take a different stance than most people. So I'm sure you have couples who have come to you and said, we're no longer sleeping in the same bed for whatever reason. But I do think the reason is important why couples are not sleeping in the same
bed. Well, you know what the reason, often the reason is he snores or she snores and I can't sleep.
Yeah.
And that makes it hard. And I'm like, oh, that sounds terrible.
I just saw recently in the news that a woman shot her boyfriend in the face.
I saw that too. Did he snored too loud?
Yeah. So just beware. It might be better for your health to sleep in separate beds so that your wife doesn't shoot you in the face.
And of course, she lived in Florida.
I know. I was like, bath salts, Florida. I can see the connection. Yeah.
You know, there's a whole, sorry, apologies to anyone listening from Florida, but there's a whole thing called Florida Man because there's some ridiculous headline like, Florida man calls the cops because he can't find his drugs or Florida man shot his neighbor for, you know, mowing the yard on Sunday afternoon or something.
But if that's the case, why isn't there like Utah man or Washington man?
Because Florida is uniquely strange.
It is unique. It is a special, special place. Shout out to our Paris listeners. I have not responded to your email, but I wanted to say thank you for sending your email. We probably Paris? Just have. Yeah. Paris, France.
Paris, France. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
not,
pretty awesome.
Not Paris, Texas.
Nope. Okay, so we have reasons.
Okay, so people snore.
Yeah.
And so they want to sleep in a different bed or something. And that's its own thing.
I think children is a big deal too. And it starts off with one. Right now, my girlfriend is very large and pregnant and she's getting ready to deliver. But she and her husband started sleeping in separate beds because it was just more comfortable. He's a night owl. He stays up late. She is drained trying to produce human life. And so she basically just said, I'll be taking over this bed for now. And it works great because he gets sleep when he wants to sleep and she gets full night's rest.
Well, that's another culprit, isn't it? This idea that we just have different sort of biorhythms or different circadian rhythms. I want to go to bed later than you do or whatever. That's just normal.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, here's the thing. I think that it's helpful if the reason why you're sleeping apart is because you need better sleep quality, I'm all for it. Because I don't think if you are missing out on sleep, sleep affects everything. I am a huge sleep proponent. Every night I get at least 8 hours of sleep. It is primary. Mm. And if I don't, you'll know it. I'll tell you I've got the grumps or something's going on.
I have a couple right now that I'm working with, and they are... I think I've mentioned them to you before. They're both like neuroscientists and they are, they solve most problems in their life by regulating sleep and diet and exercise. And it's like, if something's going wrong, they look at those three things first, not relationship stuff. It's like,
so like, let's say like they're having budget issues.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If they're having problems with income, would they regulate sleep or food or anything like that?
Well, okay, so goes back to this thing where it's like they're probably not having problems about money. They're having problems about the way they talk about money. And the reason that if they're not having successful conversations, they would generally examine whether or not one or both of them was getting enough sleep or exercise or water or whatever. It's funny.
Why are they seeing you? If they can solve... Because you're brilliant.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
That's quite the pat on the back.
Listen to this. So we just had daylight savings a couple weeks ago, and I was like, hey, how do you guys do that? because my family was in chaos. I don't know, like, it was just like, it was a nightmare for like 5 days after daylight saving time. You know what their answer was?
What?
We start planning 2 months in advance.
Wow.
I was like, what? For 1 hour? They're like, yeah, because it messes with you. Did you know this? Do you know this part? The Monday after daylight savings, heart attacks spike, car accidents spike, bullying spikes at schools, people get fired. It's like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Anyway, so they were like, yeah. Sleep rules your world. It really does.
Anyway.
Oh man. There is a book. I wish I knew the title of it. It's by Sean Stevenson. So if you want to look up, and it's a book about sleep, because I think sleep's important, which is one of the reasons why we're talking about this, but we're talking about reasons why it would be okay for couples to sleep in separate beds. And I really think that if it has to do with your sleep quality, if one of you snores, if one of you is pregnant, if one of you is a night owl and the other person likes to go to bed early, then I'm fine with that. Like, get your own bedroom, sleep in your own room, whatever it might be. I did have one couple where this was the primary reason they came in to see me, is that the ritual before bed got lost in the mix. Mm. She would go to bed early and he would go to bed late. I think we've talked about this on the podcast before. And the way that we solve the problem is you don't have to sleep at the same time, but go to bed at the same time. So have that ritual where you can connect before bed, lay down together, snuggle, hold each other, talk about what you're most grateful for, have your gratitude practice, read a page of the Bible, whatever it is that you do to connect at the end of the day, and then roll over, turn the lights out, and walk out the door. You're done. You don't have to actually physically sleep side by side.
Yeah, I might sharpen it just a little bit because you said go to bed together, and I think it can be go to the bed together, because it could be that he just tucks her in, and you know, they do a little thing, and he doesn't have to get in and then get out and do the whole thing. Like, but I do think that, sure, you ought to find a way to end the day together in a meaningful way. Yeah,
absolutely. So for the couples that are feeling like, gosh, you know, I just feel like I need to be sleeping in the same bed, something must be wrong with our relationship if we're sleeping in different beds. I don't think so. I don't think so. However, if you're sleeping in separate beds because you're avoiding one another, or you're sleeping in separate beds because you can't seem to connect, that to me is it's a red flag. That's where distance is growing.
How would you know?
What do you mean, how would you know?
Well, like maybe you're sleeping in separate beds ostensibly because one of you snores. But what if you're like, I'm so glad that person snores because now I have an excuse to get out of this room.
I think it's a good idea to talk about it. I mean, allow, at least ask yourself the question, why am I not sleeping next to my partner? Is it because I want space from my partner? Is it because I don't desire connection or closeness? Mm. Is it because this is a physical representation of the dynamics in our relationship? Or is it because, like, genuinely, I just need some freaking rest?
I think you're not wrong.
Yeah. Really backhanded compliment. Thank you so much.
It's a complimental. No, it's not at all. You're right. But I wanted to jump back on something that you skipped over pretty quick, which was this idea that sometimes your kids play a part.
Yeah.
And especially when they're young or there's breastfeeding involved or whatever. Mm-hmm. You've heard me say several times that my now 16-year-old did not sleep through the night for 5 years.
Wow.
Years. And so Rebecca and I had to do a lot of work to manage our sleep and to adjust. And I think sometimes you may need to get creative because whether that's sleeping in different rooms or, for example, in our case, one of the things that we did was we took turns, but we took turns by week. So instead of like every other night, one of us was not getting a good night's sleep. It was like
every other week.
It was every other week. And so we weren't two zombies. Mm. We were one zombie.
Right. Yeah.
And the other one was able to kind of manage their job and their house and the house and whatever else. And so
I think that's interesting.
Finding a way to sort of protect one another's sleep is critical, I think. Yeah.
Here's another thing that I wanted to talk about. So when I was growing up,
what do you think about naps?
I love naps.
Yeah.
You have a Friday nap coming up. You looking forward to that?
It's in 2 days. Yeah. It's my mental health break. Anyway,
I was a big napper. No, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about keeping the bedroom as a sacred space. Because for some people, I will tell you what makes my bed very sacred is the fact that it's the puppy pile. It is the space where all the children and all the dogs and all the neighborhood children, I'm just kidding, everybody piles in. It's a puppy pile. And actually, like, no joke, when I have dinner parties and we all have a little bit too much wine, it ends up being where all the girls congregate. It's like a puppy pile of friends. But yeah, I that's a sacred space for me. But there are some couples that come to me and say, Laura, I need our bedroom to be a sacred space just for the two of us. I don't want, you know, our 10-year-old, our 14-year-old. I don't want the kids coming in at any time. There needs to be some kind of a barrier between our sacred space and the children. And that's something that I think is coming between couples is not being in alignment and agreement as to what is our bedroom? What is that space for, for us?
Yeah.
Whatever it might be.
We recently, our kids are like, you know, they're older, they're regular now. But we told them, we finally told them, hey, you can come into our bedroom anytime, but you got to know that there's a chance that you might get,
you're going to get a boob. You're going to get some hair.
You might see something you don't want to see. So, that's how we make it sacred. We just tell everybody the rules. No, I think you're, I mean, it's interesting because there's, it is different for everybody. I mean, whether even, even down to whether or not you make the bed, and what does the room look like? And is it a place to, you know, in my
bedroom, is it a place of like quiet solitude, or is it like you have piles of work and you have your laptop on your bed and, or is it, you know, where you enjoy peace? Yeah.
I have,
I've seen your bedroom.
Yeah. Have you seen my side of the bed?
No, I have not.
My side of the bed, I have about, I'd say what, maybe 18 square feet, maybe 20 square feet that just belong to me. And it's total, it's a total junk pile. It is just gross. I mean, boxes and clothes that I haven't worn in 2 years and, you know,
just, your it's, poor wife.
But no, no, it's, I'm allowed. That's my space. I, as long as I keep the rest of it clean, I can put anything I want there.
It reminds me of when I was a teenager, my mom would be like, you can keep your little teenage bedroom however you want, as long as you keep that damn door closed. Yeah. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's well, like, it's like my junk drawer. It's like my personal junk drawer. Everybody's got one of those, right? Like just,
I do. Yeah. Yeah. I have a feeling that Rebecca's maybe not as stoked about it. Maybe I'm putting some ideas into her head, but
yeah, but she doesn't say anything about it. Cause that's part of the deal right now. She doesn't have to be stoked. She just has to be quiet about it. I mean, you gotta pick your battles.
You do. Yeah. Sleep Smarter. That's the name of the book. It just came to me. Sleep Smart. Sleep Smarter by Sean Stevenson.
I had a similar experience the other day because I was talking to clients who grew up in a conservative Christian household and they weren't allowed to listen to secular music. And so they listened, they were telling me all the like Christian rock bands that they were able to listen to.
Yeah.
And I was one that popped into my head like halfway through the session and I just blurted it out. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
DC Talk.
Was that a Christian rock band?
No, they were like a rap group. They were like a Christian rap group back in like the 90s.
I know DC Talk.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Girl Talk?
Anyway.
All right. We're really off on it. All right. Let's just wrap this up. It's going nowhere fast. That's your book recommendation.
No. I think
Sean Stevenson, Sleep Smarter.
Well, and I think what I would want to emphasize is that sleep is the real deal, man. You can go longer without water than you can go without sleep. And it's important that you manage that effectively. And it's not a relationship issue unless it is a relationship issue. And I know that sounds quirky, but it's the same way that like,
I'm literally, that was brilliant. Hashtag Thanks. It. It's not a relationship issue unless it's a relationship issue.
Yeah. So.
Explosion. Out
at,
one
at
ear.
Some level, at some level, our thesis today is don't fret if you're sleeping in different beds.
Absolutely.
But I think larger too is that sleep is part of the system, right? I mean, it's part of the health system and you got to protect it and you got to protect it for one another.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And go ahead and get a CPAP machine.
Go ahead and get it.
Yeah.
And also, whatever is your normal, don't look to other people to think that, that their normal needs to be your normal. You can have five people in your house and you can have five separate bedrooms. You said that, what is it? Living together separately?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole sort of trend right now called living alone, living apart together. It's L-A-T, I think.
Okay.
And that's something that we could say for another time. But just this
let's
idea
do
that,
it.
Just this idea that we don't have to be fully integrated and still be intimate.
Okay. Cool. If you have any stories or questions regarding sleeping together or not sleeping together in the same bed or the same room, send them to us. The email is info@fourbetter.us, and I will be responding back to you. By the way I respond is Laura, signed Laura, and then in parentheses, Zach in spirit, just so you know. That's how it comes out.
that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's nice looking at your face for a while. Adios, Zach.
See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. Just as a reminder, mark your calendar, happening on April 9th. That's a Tuesday at 1:00 Pacific Standard Time. We'll be having our monthly marriage clinic. It happens once a month. The clinic is a live webinar where you get to meet with Zach and myself, ask us questions in real time. So Zach's going to be covering a topic that he covered in a workshop that he did in Cannon Beach a couple of weeks back. He's talking about the mystery of marriage. I'm super excited to hear what he has to present, and I'm sure I'll have lots of questions. You can become a patron of Marriage Therapy Radio by going to marriagetherapyradio.com. Click on the tab that says Patreon, and that is how you become a patron. It's basically a monthly subscriber at the $10 mark or more. Look, it's like 2 lattes a month. But what that does is that helps us to pay everything that we need to in order to keep this radio show going. So we really thank you, and we want to be able to give back to you by being able to support Marriage Therapy Radio. Thank you so much for all of your time and your attention in making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.